In the early 1900s, before the outbreak of World War I, Gustav Landauer, in Germany, desired a revolution by the people. However, it was not a revolution of violence and seeking political power. It was a revolution of transformation from the spirit of power to a spirit of community. He desired a new world where people formed cooperatives, trusts, and unions. He believed a lasting community could not be built unless it was rooted deeply in the image of God and in the community of all life. His prophetic words were not heard. He was arrested and beaten to death by German troops in 1919. He is quoted as saying, "Whoever kills dies himself. Whoever wants to create life must live anew and be born again from within. Only from within to without can the world be reformed." Society listens to many voices which do not reflect Christ's voice. These voices include the voices of some elected and former elected officials. We hear such voices through social and network media. They are the voices of fear, condemnation, hatred, and polarization. They do not advocate harmony, peace, reconciliation, and community with one another. The word of the Lord does not bring fear, condemnation, hatred, or polarization. Rather, it brings reconciliation and healing. Jesus reminds us that by their fruits we will know them. Society may often be deaf to the voice of the risen Christ. However, Jesus reminds us, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I will give them eternal life." Where do we hear the voice of the Lord? It is spoken in the Gospels and proclaimed in the Church. It is spoken through the prophetic voices of our time, like Pope Francis. It is the voice that advocates the protection of vulnerable life, even the life of the unborn. We ask ourselves whether we listen to the voices that bring fear, condemnation, and hatred? Or do we listen to the voices that defend the marginalized and the vulnerable? What does the voice of the Lord speak to us? Christ's voice reveals a merciful Father who is also just. Christ's voice reveals the truth of our humanity, who we are meant to be. Christ's voice invites us to put aside our ego and be concerned about the good of humanity, especially those who cannot help themselves. Christ's voice invites us to stop rationalizing and justifying our behavior, and instead to face the truth of our actions. If we desire to hear who our God is, we listen to the voice of Christ. If we desire to hear what true humanity looks like, we listen to the voice of Christ. As we hear the voice of Christ, we will grow to relate to God as our Father and grow to become like Christ. We are made by God and for God. In our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, the Gentiles, those who were thought sinners and irreligious, now hear the word of the Lord. The chosen ones who could have heard the word or voice of the Lord refused to listen and respond. Could it be that some Christians today resemble those who heard but did not respond to the word of Christ, while other non-Christians did? The reading from the book of Revelation today states, "For the Lamb who is the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. It is Christ who shepherds and leads humanity and the church by his word toward what brings life. We hear the word of the Lord spoken through prophetic people like Archbishop Romero, who taught his people, we must overturn so many idols, the idol of self, first of all, so that we can be humble, and only from our humility can we learn to be redeemers, can we learn to work together in the way that the world really needs. Liberation that raises a cry against others is no true liberation. Liberation that means revolutions of hate and violence and takes the lives of others or debases the dignity of others cannot be true liberty. True liberty does violence to self, and like Christ, who disregarded that he was sovereign, became a slave to serve others. Many people, like Gustav Landauer, dream of a new and better world. That desired new world begins as we open our hearts, listen to Christ's words spoken to us, and respond. Repeating today's gospel, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.